David Enright, you're probably going to applaud him now because he is representing Nigel O'Mara and these abuse, I was going to say victims, but they're survivors. It's important to keep using the word survivors. And he joins me in the studio now. Good morning, David.
Good morning to you, John. You're one of the biggest boys I know.
My wife's been talking again. Listen, tell me about why you are representing Nigel O'Mara and why it is important that he should be at Goddard and what this core participant thing means.
Well, firstly, it's a privilege to represent Nigel O'Mara. You heard him this morning, a measured, intelligent, articulate man. A man who had gone through very difficult experiences himself in care as a young man. Mm. Came up and out of that to act, lead, represent, you know, agitate for change for victims of sex abuse over the last 30 years. What he and others like him, and there are a number of very, very fine men and women out there who are representing and speaking out on behalf of survivors, are passionate about, is about trying to ensure that the abuse of children stops. This is not a historic thing. Yes, there has been a huge amount of abuse in the past. We need to look at that. We need to understand it. But people like Nigel and others are passionate about now looking forward and saying, well, how can we establish the safest possible measures to ensure that children in care do not continue to be abused in their thousands, as we have seen, for example, in Rochdale. I went to court on the 9th of March representing Nigel to ask the chair of the inquiry to grant him core participant status so that he and survivors could influence this inquiry. The court was literally overflowing with lawyers representing all of the institutions like the Home Office, the police, social services, local authorities, the IPCC, the CPS, all of whom allowed abuse to happen, perpetuated abuse, failed to investigate abuse, and in fact allegedly covered it up. Mm. The only group of people who were not represented were survivors. There was not a survivors organisation in there who would have access to the evidence and able to influence the inquiry. Now, if this is an inquiry into abuse, into victims of abuse, into survivors of abuse, the survivors need to be at the absolute heart of it.
But Justice Goddard said no, because he hadn't physically been abused himself.
It's not quite what she said. It was quite an extraordinary decision, actually, where she found, as a matter of fact, that he, on behalf of Survivors UK, which was the first ever UK helpline for male survivors of sexual abuse, had received calls from individuals who said they had been sexually abused whilst in care by Cyril Smith and by Lord Janner, and that Nigel wrote on behalf of Survivors UK to the Home Secretary at the time, I believe twice, highlighting...
And that was Kenneth Clark, wasn't it?
That's
just so
correct.
People understand who he wrote to.
At that time, yes, in 1992-93. Mm. And apparently nothing happened. Now, we need to look into those records, see what happened to those letters, see what action was taken. Was some action taken that we just simply haven't been told about? It would seem not, because Lord Janner, it would appear there were allegations swirling around him for many years and nothing seems to have been done. And we need to understand why it is that not just the Lord Janner's world, but other abusers have been allowed to go on abusing again and again.
So why wouldn't Goddard let him be a core participant then? What's the reason? What's the actual reason?
I must say I was stunned. I was stunned by the decision. Given her findings about his evidence, I was stunned that she felt that he should not be involved. Now, we're now looking at whether we can challenge that decision by way of judicial review. That's a complex process. It'll take some time. But we are certainly not going to take this lying down.
I made the point to Nigel that if this isn't sorted out, there is a danger, is there not, that at the end of this inquiry, the survivors will say, well, our voices weren't heard again. There's still a cover-up. So that isn't satisfactory for anyone.
And just on that point, I mean, less than 2 weeks ago, Lady Goddard was in the Evening Standard crying out for people to come forward to contact the inquiry because people were not coming forward. And I think the reason they're not coming forward is they are worried that this is just yet another institution that's going to, you know, push them to the margins, leave them peeping in through the window at the side whilst the adults get on with sorting things out in the room. And that simply cannot be allowed to happen.
And I guess you and your colleagues at Howe and Co are definitely not going to let that happen. You're going to pursue this.
Well, you know what kind of firm we are. We're a campaigning firm. We don't take anything lying down. And we will fight to the death for these people to have their day in court, to have their opportunity to influence the way forward and to do everything they can, which is their passionate drive to ensure that children in the future are protected.
That's David Enright. He's the lawyer who's looking after this group of survivors.